Hey guys, today we're diving into a really important topic: what happens when orthodontic patients are under bisphosphonate therapy. These medications can actually affect bone movement and treatment progress, so let's see what the latest research says about managing such cases. I'd like to talk today about orthodontic treatment in patients taking bisphosphonates. These drugs, commonly used for osteoporosis and certain cancers, fundamentally alter bone metabolism by inhibiting osteoclasts. That means they slow bone resorption and, by extension, orthodontic tooth movement. A systematic review from Mainz examined all available human studies up to 2013. Out of 28 identified papers, only 7 met inclusion criteria, totaling 9 case patients and 1 retrospective cohort study with 20 BP users. That's all the human evidence we have. What did they find? Tooth movement is clearly slower. Space closure after extractions may remain incomplete, and root parallelism can be compromised. Radiographs often show sclerotic bone and widened periodontal ligaments. One high-risk cancer patient even developed bisphosphonate-associated osteonecrosis of the jaw. Interestingly, low-risk patients, those on oral bisphosphonates for osteoporosis, can sometimes be treated successfully, though with longer treatment times. High-risk patients, especially those on intravenous regimens, are far less predictable. The take-home message is simple but serious. First, always take a thorough medical history. 2 of the published cases were treated without the orthodontist even knowing about the bisphosphonate therapy. Second, communicate with the patient's physician to clarify the dosage, duration, and indication. Third, expect slower progress, reduced tooth mobility, and potential complications. A drug holiday is unlikely to help much. Bisphosphonates remain in bone for up to a decade. And above all, avoid overly aggressive mechanics or surgical interventions in these patients. Orthodontic treatment under bisphosphonate therapy is possible, but unpredictable. Plan conservatively, move teeth gently, and document everything carefully. Until we have solid prospective data, prudence is the best strategy. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.